You cannot run a successful project if you're not clear on your project budget. But how do you become clear on the project budget if you've never created the project budget before? Well, don't worry, I got you covered in this video because we're going to talk about how to create a project budget. Step one, define the scope. So the very, very first thing you have to do when you're putting together a project is you have to understand the scope of your project because your budget can be based on that scope. So if your scope for your project is very loosey-goosey and you're really not locked down on it, then it makes the budget very loosey-goosey, and I promise you, you'll exceed it because you're gonna find out as you lock down what it is that you're doing that your budget's gonna increase. Always happen. I've never found that correlation not to occur because you just have more detail. So what do I mean by scope? What exactly it is that you're doing? What are all the ins and outs? That's probably the most critical thing when it comes to your scope and your budget because it's the detail. The devil is in the detail. So if I have an understanding what's in the scope and what I'm not doing, which is out of scope, then that allows me to start brainstorming and understanding how much am I gonna really need to make this deliverable come to fruition. You gotta be clear on your scope and everything that's gonna be delivering, that you're gonna be delivering, and really spend time figuring out what it is, because now you have to bucket it into different areas. You have your direct cost, which are costs that are directly related to what you're doing. There are usually one-time costs and indirect costs. You have to think about that. These are subsequent costs.